VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The war in Gaza returned to center stage at Thursday's United Nations General Assembly with a speech from the Palestinian president. VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas received a show of support as he took the podium and spoke about the more than 41,000 Palestinians who have died in the past 11 months of Hamas-Israeli fighting. American and French diplomats have proposed a temporary ceasefire to calm tensions after a wave of Israeli attacks and airstrikes on southern Lebanon and Hezbollah rockets launched at Israel. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Also in New York. Protesters assembled to march against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's expected to address the UN General Assembly Friday. Officials say new fighting has hit Sudan's capital as the death toll jumps up from the country's cholera outbreak. Sudan's military launched an operation in the early hours of Thursday aimed at taking control of areas of Khartoum that had been in the hands of its enemy, the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. That's according to Sudanese military. A military spokesman confirmed the operation was underway, but declined to comment further. Jeremy Lawrence, a spokesman for the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva, told the Associated Press that at least 78 civilians have been killed by the fighting since the beginning of September in the Khartoum area. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday to discuss U.S. support for the war in Ukraine. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodakaswara has this report.
As part of his plan for victory, Zelensky is pushing Biden to allow Ukraine to use American weapons to strike targets deeper inside Russia.
I raised with President Biden the plan of victory. Today we are preparing to discuss the details to strengthen the plan, coordinate our positions, use, and approach.
The White House says no announcement is imminent. Zelensky's visit was marred by Republicans angry about his visit Sunday to an ammunition factory in Pennsylvania, a battleground state in the November U.S. presidential election. Republicans alleged the visit was, quote, a campaign event designed to help Democrats, and they called for the firing of Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova. Patsy Wodakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
And during the meeting with Zelensky, Vice President Kamala Harris said proposals for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia are wrong.
These proposals are the same of those of Putin. And let us be clear, they are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender, which is dangerous and unacceptable.
The Biden administration has announced its latest infusion of more than $2.7 billion in weapons for Ukraine and the promise of billions more. The UN's nuclear chief says the world must recognize that North Korea possesses nuclear weapons and pursue dialogue despite its violations of UN sanctions and international law. In an interview with the Associated Press, Rafael Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, wondered whether slamming the door in Kim Jong-un's government has solved anything. He wondered if it is making things worse. He said North Korea's nuclear program should be condemned for violating Security Council sanctions and international law. But there has been no international engagement since 2006, when the country became a de facto nuclear weapon possessor state, and since its nuclear program had expanded significantly. New British Prime Minister Keir Starmer took the world stage at the UN General Assembly for the first time with a message. His nation is returning to responsible global leadership. The Labour Party leader won a landslide election victory in July, and he told the annual gathering of the world leaders that with him as the Prime Minister, the UK will lead again tackling climate change at home and internationally. He said the nation would also restore its commitment to international development. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.